Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's November 1st, and I'm wearing a blue agave sugar skull New Era 5950 purchased from Hibbett Sports. In the Western Christian Church, today is All Saints Day, which commemorates all the saints of the church, known and unknown, who've attained heaven. In the Mexican Church, today and primarily tomorrow are known as Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, when sugar skulls are placed on graves and altars to commemorate the deceased, with smaller skulls used to honor departed children. Watch the movie Coco if you'd like to learn more about this linkage between present and past. My mom's always been a big fan of St. Anthony, the patron saint of lost items, as well as St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. When the Cubs went down 3-1 in the 2016 World Series, believers and non-believers alike pulled out the spiritual phone book to see who they could dial up for a little divine intervention, whether the cause was completely hopeless or whether the Cubs just needed a little help finding their lost mojo. The Northsiders had squeaked by 3-2 in Game 5, their first Fall Classic win at Wrigley in 71 years, to make it a 3-2 series, but their backs remained against the wall as they headed back to Cleveland for Game 6, and hopefully Game 7. Addison Russell, who would turn out to be anything but a saint, was the Cubs' savior on this date in 2016, driving in 6 runs en route to a 9-3 victory, setting up a winner-take-all Game 7 the following night. The primary remaining question was, whose finish would be miraculous?